Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Bob Biggerstaff. Plus, the world record for the longest fingernails is over. And don't eat honey smacks. Right after, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I'm your host, Jeff Foxworthy. I'd like to welcome our very special contestant, President George W. Bush.
Wow.
We are certainly delighted to have you here, Mr. President. But do you mind if I ask you a question? How come you chose our show to make an appearance on?
Oh, I didn't study for this question, Jeff. Can I buy a vowel?
This isn't part of the quiz, sir. I was just curious.
Well, Jeff, some of my advisors thought I needed to show a softer side to crank up my approval numbers. I wanted to go on Dancing with the Stars, but they took that one-legged gal instead. I don't blame them. Heck, who wouldn't want to see a one-legged gal dance? Or a monkey on a hot plate, for that matter. It's just good entertainment, Jeff.
All right, then. Let's play the game. Yeah. Your first question, Mr. President. True or false? A turtle is an amphibian.
Dang it. I didn't know you were going to get all science-y on me right out of the gate.
Well, now you can get hip from one of the kids. Who would you like to be your classmate?
I'll take Four Eyes. Now hold it. Make it Cow Lip. Wait, you better make a Poindexter.
All right, that's Kyle. Now, Kyle, show the president what you wrote down.
False.
You wrote false? You know, that doesn't sound right. Are you sure? Well, let me sweeten the deal. If you're right, you get a trip to Disneyland. Get it wrong, and I'll send you to a tropical island. You ever hear of Guantanamo Bay in Cuba?
Gitmo? Of course, Mr. President, but I know I'm right, sir. The answer is false. Turtles are reptiles.
That is correct. Nice work, Mr. President. The next question. Which U.S. president is featured on the face of the nickel?
I should know this. It's not my dad. Or if it is, then I want to be on the dime. It could be Clinton. Is he smiling with his head thrown back and his eyes closed? Maybe somebody else's head bobbing in his lap?
I don't believe so, sir.
All right, I'm going to say Sparrow Agnew.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thomas Jefferson is the correct answer.
Way to pipe up there, Poindexter. You can forget Disneyland. How would you like to go on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney?
Mr. Foxworthy, sir, the president's scaring me.
Way to tattle, you little nerd.
Bully.
Spaz.
Mr. President, please.
Well, he started this partisan bickering, Jeff.
You didn't even really get elected.
All right, simmer down, y'all. Normally, after a wrong answer, contestants are disqualified. However, your legal team has negotiated a do-over clause.
Oh.
And so I got your next question here, Mr. President. True or false? Polar bears feed on penguins.
Oh, I know this one. I remember it from watching all those Coke commercials during Christmas. Polar bears and penguins are best friends. So I'll say false.
Right. That is correct. They actually live on opposite ends of the earth. But the important thing is you got that right, Mr. Bush.
Slurp on that, you brainiacs.
Well, we're going to have to take a break right now, but we will be back with more of President George W. Bush on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
And remember, the only reason these kids are so smart is thanks to my No Child Left Behind legislation.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see. Then we have the guy in the red hat. He is comedian Bob Biggerstaff. That's
Bob.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
There it is.
Where's my song?
Chili. Don't we have a song, Chili Time or something?
I think we do, yeah.
No, do we?
Bob, where do you currently live?
Currently, I live in New York City.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I just moved there like a month ago.
Oh, where'd
cool.
you move from?
From Houston, Texas.
Houston.
Oh, yeah, I heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
I walked right into that one.
Yeah. I had to pull you out.
He was ready, though.
Also with us, Robert Hines, comedian, who, a.k.a. Toby Jones. If you want to see more of the Toby Jones thing, just Google Toby Jones. And it's part of, what is it, Big Dog?
Big Dog Eat Child. They're a sketch comedy group.
Big
and they
Dog
were trying
Eat
to make
Child?
What is yes, it? Yes, Big Dog Eat Child.
Eat Child. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, found out
that. Big
then,
Bob Eat Pizza.
I believe we have this as your theme song, Bob Biggerstaff.
It's chili time.
That's it.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Chili time.
There you go. A little bit of the Bob Biggerstaff
Come
theme.
Come on, only seven more minutes.
Hey,
go.
Buddy. Yeah. The
hey
extended
the
dance
part.
Cut.
At Chili Time is your social media handle.
That is correct. At on Twitter and Instagram, at Chili Time. Why? Because when those things started, I didn't think they were going anywhere. And I like chili. So you wouldn't believe how many choices I went through to get to Chili Time. Bob likes chili. Somebody had that.
Oh.
Chili likes Bob. I was like, oh, come on. Nobody's got that.
I bet no one had Bob Biggerstaff.
Well, sure. I could have gone with my name.
Sure, like everybody else.
Are you originally from Houston? Is that your...
I lived there most of my life, but I actually... I was born in Tampa, Florida, and then I moved to upstate New York in around kindergarten. Was up there from kindergarten to 10th grade, and after 10th grade, moved to Houston.
Okay. All right.
But where I lived in upstate New York was similar to where I moved in Houston, Texas, believe it or not. So,
it really?
Wasn't, yeah.
Without the humidity, I'm guessing.
No, just like the neighbor, I lived in upstate New York, closer to Canada. It wasn't in the city, and where I just moved in, it was a suburbs, and I just moved into the suburbs in Houston.
No, but now you're in New York City.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now
I'm in Jamaica, Queens.
Oh,
in the Indian part, apparently, which I didn't know there was.
Asian Indian.
I thought I was gonna. Yes, I thought I was gonna be. All right, this will be great. I'll be around. I'll give bagels and schmears and. If you like it with some sort of Indian spice.
A little curry.
Yeah.
Well, that actually is the perfect segue because in New York City, was it yesterday? The man with the world's longest fingernails.
That's right.
Times Square. Will you have the story, Christy?
Yes, the world record title holder for longest fingernails on one hand finally cut his talons. This is the first time Sridhar Chilala of India cut his nails since 1952 when he was 14.
And he immediately died.
The 82-year-old's fingernails grew to a total length of about 29 feet, 10 inches.
His wife's glad. You know, finally, third base.
You said he holds the world record for on one hand.
Right.
So the other one was normal?
I would assume.
So somebody holds the records of on both hands?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a separate record.
Wow.
He was officially recognized by Guinness World Record people back in November of 2014. He decided to cut his nails due to the pain their weight caused in his fingers and arm.
Tom, what's your main objection with this record?
I imagine his post
cleanup
defecation ritual was rather difficult.
Not if you have one hand clean.
That might be why he kept the one hand normal.
Right.
The wiper.
I call this my wiper.
Yeah.
So don't shake.
Don't shake hands.
Don't shake hands.
Yeah, but maybe when he decided to grow them long, I hope he picked the correct hand.
Yeah. So that isn't that.
You couldn't even get into how could you wash your hands?
Right.
With one of them, you know?
His nails are 29.
Where did he find toenail clippers is what I want to know. I can't get clippers to cut my thumbnail, let alone.
They did it.
They had to use a power grinder.
They did it.
Oh!
They did it in Times Square.
They did it in Times Square?
In New York City, his nails they're now currently on display at Ripley's Believe It or Not in Times Square.
Lovely.
The auditorium. Odd. With an O, odd.
That is so creepy.
Believe it or not.
I bet they smelled nice.
Oh.
Did he detail them all the time?
Did you see them? Do you want me to show you a picture?
I'm sure. Are they all curled up?
Yes, and they're nasty. He says he quit. He said he let them grow after a teacher got mad at him for breaking a nail.
That'll show.
Way to go, pal. Mm-hmm. You really showed your teacher.
Hold a grudge for...
I'm going to hit my 67 hand.
67 years or whatever the hell it was.
I'm going to hit my hand with this hammer until my teacher apologizes. What?
Again, the bathroom would be a big issue. Especially for the person who has both hands. Because there was some guy that had the world record for both hands. Remember he cut them off and then they glued them back on. He was so upset.
Oh.
Went into a.
Look at these things.
That had to be the worst nail technician
day. This is like.
Ever.
So he has one.
Now, look how deformed his hand is from after he cut them off.
So his nails are back to normal, Tom, but his hand is all gnarled and closed.
And awful.
So now matches his mental health.
Now, you are jumping to conclusions.
No, this guy's nuts.
No, I'm sure he's a bright guy.
He's a freak.
The thumbnail. Oh, man.
I'm so furious. Oh, right now, Christy has the video of the power saw cutting through them.
Sparks like a Dumb and Dumber, isn't it?
Yes.
Fingernail dust flying everywhere.
They're
so
really
gross.
Thick.
Some kind of toe jam.
Finger jam.
India toe jam.
You could probably get nail athesialioma or whatever that.
How did he.
What?
So the guy's 29 foot nails fit on an airplane? Can you imagine sitting
in his carry on.
Well, that was a nice trip to India, Dorothy. Let's get in the plane. Air India's got really good food. I'm sitting next to the guy with the 29-foot fingernails. There has to be an odor.
He obviously didn't go anywhere.
Can I be reseated, please?
But they're not like, they are so long that they're almost, what would you call that? They're cylinder in shape, and they look like long noodles hanging off his hands or something.
Noodle nails.
The guys are funny. Let's face it.
And the thumbnails are a lot thicker than the other one.
I'm hating this story.
Oh, dude, it was brutal. Yeah. Don't post it. Please don't post that anywhere.
All right, I won't.
That's disgusting.
Speaking of disgusting, there's a new super gonorrhea around. According to
the
BBC.
I believe I'll have the soup.
Super gonorrhea. Wow.
Super gonorrhea.
An emerging sexually transmitted disease could become the next superbug, according to the BBC. Mycoplasma genitalium. Can cause
That's
pelvic.
Many genitalia.
They call it MG for short. Can cause pelvic inflammatory disease in women and inflammation of the urethra in men.
Hmm.
It's this disease transmitted by having unprotected sex with someone infected, though individuals do not always exhibit symptoms. What is it about these sexual diseases? They don't ever exhibit symptoms. That's like a bad, cruel joke,
isn't it?
Didn't
we have last month, wasn't it super gonorrhea? That was the big one. You don't want to get that. You don't want the doctor telling you you've got the super gonorrhea.
No.
Well, a lot of guys just probably won't tell you if they have a swollen urethra.
I don't know how I'd know if it was swollen.
You'd probably feel it.
Well, let me show you, chick.
Hey, don't you have a lot of familiarity with that area? I would think. You know,
you might.
I would think it's like when you have a tooth taken out, and all of a sudden you're going, "Boy, my mouth feels really dry."
Gonorrhea wasn't enough, so we invented super gonorrhea.
Well, all the antibiotics are going to stop working.
Yeah.
Well, the scientific fact.
Robert, you
I do. Okay, I
do what?
I was a correctional officer for 9.5 years.
Oh, that's right.
And
Chicago.
I was doing my first cell search in a maximum security area, and I found a small packet of aluminum foil. It looked like a Wrigley Spearmint gum.
Okay.
And I thought it was going to be like heroin, and I was going to get promoted, and I don't know anything about heroin, but I was going to tell my little story. Like, I seen a lot of movies, and I was going to be like, this looks like Colombian Bam Bam. So I was going, I don't know what that is. I just seen it in the movie. So I opened up the aluminum foil, and it's toenail.
Oh.
Like clippings or like, a?
Yes, yes. Oh. And not only did he wrap them up and hid them, but he kept them. Like, who are you hiding your toenails
from? There's some Shawshank thing.
Is that considered contraband?
Oh, yes, definitely.
He's going to build a ladder out of a toenail.
Build a ladder out of toenails?
Yeah, or cut through a wall with
Yeah.
Tie them all together, make a knife.
I'm like, what kind of voodoo stuff did I walk in on?
Yeah, there are people that save everything.
Yeah, what kind of prison were you at?
I wasn't in a prison. I was in a jail. It is a big difference. Jail, people got hope. Prison, you pretty much sentenced.
Ah.
Yeah.
I have a totally visual observation I'd like to make. This is radio. I know no one can see this. Our guest, Bob Biggerstaff, might as well be blind because you stare straight ahead the entire time. No matter who's talking, you never turn your head.
He's afraid to look at you.
Do you have a sore neck?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I've been known to interrupt, and I'm trying not to.
In this room? Now, Bob, you said you were from Houston. Were you there during the big hurricane? Were you there for Hurricane?
Yeah, Hurricane Harvey. Yeah, it was. I was fine in my.
You and I texted a little bit.
In my apartment.
Weren't you in a high rise or something?
No. I just a second. The neighborhood I lived in wasn't really affected by the flood. I mean, there was water, but it didn't like get anybody's house or anything. But literally, like, I was in a kind of the square area of the neighborhood, and then like literally just to the side of me was a freeway with just a high retaining wall. But there was like, you know, the water was like 20 feet high, so I got pretty lucky. But after the hurricane, like this company contacted me that makes like these high end bags and satchels, and it's one of these companies that, when you buy one of their bags, they give one to a poor person. It's really cool, right? Well, they wanted to do something for people in Houston after the flood, so they contacted me and some other comics. And what we did was we talked to people after the flood who had been affected by the flood, and then we were comedians, so we like told them jokes and, you know, made them feel good. And the company would give them some of these bags every time we talked to somebody, and inside the bag was like toiletry items. It was like a month after, so it wasn't. Right. But it had like gift certificates and stuff in it, so they brought down literally like 300 of these bags. They had a van. At the end of the night, we do this all day. They've got like 50 of these bags left over. They're like, hey, we don't want to take these back to Houston. Or we don't want to take these back to New York, where they were located. So they're like, what can we do with them? And I said, well, let's go to a fire station. We'll give them to these firemen. They can hand them out to people. They can keep them, whatever. So we go to the fire station. Captain comes down. He's like, yeah, sorry, guys. We can't accept gifts like this. You have to go through the city or go to a registered donation center. And I was like, man, I go, got like 50 of these bags. You guys can do whatever you want with them. He's like, nope, sorry, we can't take them. I go, well, let me get this straight. I go, you won't take these 50 bags. I go, but if we dropped off a newborn baby, you would take that, no questions asked. I said, what if I told you inside one of these 50 bags? And he said, could you please leave?
Yeah, I would have said the same thing.
I don't know if you can do that here. In Houston, that's like a law. Someone can have a baby and drop it off. Yeah, some of the fire stations, they even have like a little drop box.
Yes,
it's pretty cool.
They're called baby boxes.
And they're temperature controlled. Depending on what time of year
it is. It's like when you drop off a package at the post office and you're like, did it go in? And you like open it up and make sure it fell into the box.
Does somebody check it every morning? Like a mailbox?
Yeah. There's some
alert.
Exterior indication on the box.
After that horrible story this week about the guy in the woods,
this just happened locally like a week ago.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very important thing to have.
Very important.
On a brighter note, comedian Bob Biggerstaff is going to be in St. Louis at the famous St. Louis Funny Bone. Legendary.
Missouri? Home of Josh Arnold? Really?
Legendary club.
They don't promote that fact, Chick.
What? Sorry. They took the sign down? And once again, on a serious note, this is not a joke. Honey smacks, if you have any, don't eat them.
No, it's not a joke. Throw them away.
This description from the FDA, most people poisoned by salmonella, this is a ugly, ugly thing to get. 4 to 7 days of abdominal cramps, fever, and diarrhea.
Yeah, explosive.
So, dig them.
Something happened. Something happened with the honey
Did
smacks.
Just say dig them.
So the honey smacks are not great.
Well, they never were. That's Frosted Flakes.
That's Frosted Flakes.
I'm not going to let you get away with that one.
No.
Pal.
I know it's Frosted Flakes. I love Frosted
Can't
Flakes.
Can't get enough of those Honey Smacks. Yes. I'm not going to let you do that either.
I don't know. I could go for a week of diarrhea.
I was in the Army. I was in the Army, and in training, you don't get to eat a lot of stuff. So this guy had snuck some Honey Smacks, and the drill sergeant made him run around the platoon singing that song. Can't get enough super coating.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's good.
Did he make the rest of the platoon eat it?
Now, Josh, no. Do you think this is true? The only time I ever eat cereals like this is when I'm on vacation, and it's a buffet situation, a breakfast buffet, and they have the little boxes.
Oh, okay.
And you look at it and you go, oh, let's see, they got the shredded wheat, they got the Mucilix, or I can get Frosted Flakes for the first time.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.